Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Just ahead of Valentine's Day, a blast of winter in the Northeast. CBS's Matt Piper.
The fast-moving storm will hit during the day Tuesday. Expected to dump about a half inch of snow on New York City before heading north. Schools in the city will be closed, though kids will have remote learning. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
We are expecting to see in Long Island and New York City 6 to 8 inches.
It's then expected to gain strength as it heads north. Massachusetts Governor Mara Healey.
We expect there to be anywhere between 8 and 12 inches of snow across the state.
Boston's mayor has already declared a state of emergency, canceling classes for all city schools. Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Former President Trump files an emergency appeal asking the U.S. Supreme Court to delay proceedings in his election interference trial. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
Now it's firmly in the Supreme Court's hand, not only to decide whether or not Donald Trump is immune, but to decide the process and whether he'll get this extra review that would further delay the Jack Smith trial.
A new CBS News poll suggests that ahead of South Carolina's 2024 Republican primary election, former President Trump holds a 35-point advantage over the state's former governor, Nikki Haley. CBS's Anthony Salvanto.
Are you firmly decided? Could you still change your mind? And you've got lopsided numbers for both candidates that say they're firmly decided. So it is going to be an uphill fight for Haley.
President Biden hosted Jordan's King Abdullah at the White House today, trying to hammer out a hostage deal in hopes of triggering a ceasefire in Israel's battle with Hamas. Mr. Biden says a proposal for a six-week pause is on the table.
The key element of the deals are on the table. There are gaps that remain, but I'm encouraging Israeli leaders to keep working to achieve the deal. The United States will do everything possible to make it happen.
Hospital personnel say they do not expect a prolonged hospital stay for Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin. He's being treated for a bladder issue as he recovers from prostate cancer surgery and transferred authorities to his deputy secretary yesterday. Pentagon Press Secretary Pat Ryder.
All indications based on the doctor's statements is that, he's going to recover well. He's in good condition and we'll keep you updated.
Officials at the northern border of New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire recorded nearly 200,000 encounters with people crossing into the U.S. last year, a 41% increase from 2022, though small compared with the more than 2 million people apprehended on the southern border last year. Raymond Bresnahan with U.S. Border Patrol in Vermont says
the vast majority of people that we catch are still individuals looking for that American dream, trying to get into the United States. There still are a lot of bad actors mixed in with them.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. At least one Republican has announced their candidacy to replace outgoing Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher. Gallagher announced he would not seek another term Saturday. Former State Senator Roger Roth has already announced his plan to run for the seat. Roth served as senator from 2017 until 2021 and ran for lieutenant governor alongside Tim Michaels in 2022. Current State Senator Andre Jacques and GOP consultant Alex Brusewitz have also expressed interest in the seat. No Democrats have announced their intention yet to run for the seat. A leading Democrat says Republicans may be setting a trap for the governor if they pass his maps. Congressman Mark Pocan tweets Republicans could appeal those maps in federal court, and if they do, Wisconsin's current maps would stay in place through November. Many Democrats want the state Supreme Court to draw the maps. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
The Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens from Super Bowl 58. The Chiefs beat the 49ers 25-22 in overtime to become only the second team in over 20 years to win back-to-back NFL championships. Patrick Mahomes named the game's most valuable player, and what made the difference for Kansas City?
The attitude of the team, it's special, and I'm proud of the guys, man. I mean, we battled through and through all the way through the playoffs into the Super Bowl, and just like our whole season, it came down to the last play.
Tight end Travis Kelce caught on video shoving and yelling at Coach Andy Reid
lead before halftime when the team was struggling.
You know, he bumps into me. I get after him, and we understand that. He loves to play the game. He wants to help his team win. It's not a selfish thing.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan on losing again to the Chiefs in a Super Bowl.
I mean, I heard the most for the players. Those are the guys. I mean, it's such a, can't tell you guys how long it takes to get here. Our guys, I heard for the most.
That's 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan. From Super Bowl 58, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs mid-30s. Mostly cloudy in mid-40s Wednesday. A rain or snow shower possible in the late afternoon and evening. Then Thursday, clearing back out, cooler, high-low 30s. Current temp is 30.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. You're tapped in to the issues affecting the Valley and all of Wisconsin. Consider us the bartenders of friendly local talk. This is 93.5 The Tap. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who wanted to be in porn but didn't have the acting chops, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Hour number two in our new schedule, 7 to 9 p.m. every night, folks. We'd normally just be kicking off right now. I feel slightly ahead of the game for the first time in my life because we only have one more hour to go. So this is our new schedule, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Great to have you with me. If you were staying up too late to listen, I appreciate that, but we can get you to bed a little earlier now. So it's great to have you here. Thank you for being here with me on this new schedule. Connor, what do you think so far of the new schedule?
I like it. I really enjoy it.
I do too. I think in the summertime, the show will be over. It might still be light out for a
little
while.
So that'll just a
be
little
crazy.
Bit.
We can head down to the river here and splash around. So very fun stuff. Have you seen any of the shows Matt was talking about?
You know, I've definitely not caught up on Top Chef, but I've definitely seen some episodes of that.
He loves that show. He talked about that the last time he was here, I think. And I think it was because of the Wisconsin angle, but, I cannot get into those shows. For some
I just
reason.
Get too hungry when I watch it. And I'm just like
8,000 calories hungry.
not that hungry.
Okay. So that's what we're talking about here. Maybe we'll get back to that. John Mino coming up in just a little while. So, you know what? Let's hold off on that because that'll be fun when John's here. Let's talk about, there are some birthdays today, people who have done really great work. And I want to talk about them a little bit. John Michael Higgins is kind of, he turned 60 today. He was in a movie called Best in Show, A Mighty Wind, I think he was in. And he's just one of those great, like, in all the Christopher Guest movies, Christopher Guest has an ensemble of great improvers and great sketch comedians. And this is what they do. They talk to the camera and they're able to pull stuff out of nowhere and make it funny. Now, some of this, I don't know what is scripted in this scene we're about to play or what's not. But let's play the John Michael Higgins scene from Best in Show, Conrad.
I've come to understand as an adult, with the help of Lori, my beautiful wife, that there had been abuse in my family, but it was mostly musical in nature. My father used to lock me away in a room with nothing but the Percy Faith recording of Bim Bam Bomb, and then send me to bed with nothing but dessert. And one of the records he put me in there with was Sunny Side Up, Main Street Singers, 1968. And I tell you, my head opened up, my heart opened up. I listened to that record over and over and over. I knew right and left and every way to Sunday. I feel like I knew those people. And I wanted to be in that group so badly that at the age of 8 years old, I went down into the basement. I made cardboard cutouts of everybody in the group so that I could sing along with them and be one of them. These were my friends, and they were made out of gin boxes.
That's John Michael Higgins from A Mighty Wind. And then Jane Lynch plays his wife in the film. And she's so funny, too. I watched the show Glee. I was reluctant at first. My daughter got me into Glee. And I will say Glee, I was not expecting Glee to be as funny as it was. Like, the music is great because they're all amazing singers. But Jane Lynch on Glee as the gym teacher who hated the Glee Club, some of the funniest stuff I've seen on TV. She's great, too. But this was John Michael Higgins from 2003 in A Mighty Wind. So great. He turned 60 today. And then one of my all-time favorite films is, and one of the films I can't turn off, is No Country for Old Men. And Josh Brolin has had a really good career. The first thing I ever saw him in, I think, was The Goonies. And he was great. He played kind of the older brother, kind of the protector. He is Josh Brolin, his dad, James Brolin. James Brolin is his father. So he's got kind of a famous actor father, but Josh has carved out a career all his own, and he does just phenomenal work. Everything I see him in, I really like him in. And this is a scene from that we're going to play from No Country for Old Men, where he is on the phone with Anton Chigurh, the bad guy, if you will, who is trying to kill Josh Brolin, and he's hunting him. And Brolin has been shot, and he's in a hospital in Mexico. He had to cross the border. He got treated. And in this scene, Anton Chigurh, played by Javier Bardem, just shot and killed Woody Harrelson, who played another bounty hunter. That's what they both do in the film. Woody Harrelson is sitting there dead. You can't see him, but Javier Bardem just shot him with, I think, high-powered, I don't even know what kind of gun it is. It's this crazy thing, but he just killed him in cold blood, and he takes this phone call from Josh Brolin, who is looking for Woody Harrelson. Javier Bardem is in his hotel room, and he takes the call, and they have this little standoff. Okay, go ahead, Conrad.
Hello?
Yes.
Is Carson Wells there?
Not in the sense that you mean.
You need to come see me.
Who is this? You know who it is. You need to talk to me.
I don't need to talk to you.
I think you do. Do you know where I'm going?
Why would I care where you're going?
I know where you are.
Yeah, where am I?
You're in the hospital across the river, but that's not where I'm going. Do you know where I'm going?
Yeah, I know where you're going.
All right.
You know she won't be there.
It doesn't make any difference where she is.
So what are you going up there for?
You know how this is going to turn out, don't you?
Nope.
I think you do. So this is what I'll offer. You bring me the money and I'll let her go. Otherwise, she's accountable. Same as you. That's the best deal you're gonna get. I won't tell you can save yourself, because you can't.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring you something, all right. I decided to make you a special project of mine. You ain't gonna have to come look for me at all.
That's Josh Brolin on his 56th birthday. We are playing that clip from No Country for Old Men. Such a great movie, too, and the Coen brothers are so great at making things simple. He's out hunting one day in Texas, and he stumbles upon a drug deal gone horribly wrong. Lots of dead people and a big suitcase of money. And he takes it, and he doesn't know it has a tracker in it. And this monster, played by Javier Bardem, Anton Chigurh, is tracking him. Great suspense, beautifully shot by Roger Deakins, wonderfully acted and incredibly well-written. Just maybe my favorite Coen Brothers movie. So there you go. It's also Christina Ricci's birthday today. And I kind of forgot about her career. She's a great actor, though. She started, I think her first credit was in Mermaids. She's 43 today, but this was like, I want to say 93, maybe Mermaids came out, or 91. And, but we have a clip of her in 200 Cigarettes, which was, I really enjoyed the film. A great movie with a great ensemble cast. Find it if you can. You'll probably be really entertained by it. A very kind of coming of age movie. This is Christina Ricci in the film in New York City. And there are some swears that we've edited out like only Conrad can. Go ahead, Conrad.
Oh my God, Val, this is it. This is B. We're on B.
Oh, come on. We're almost there.
I'm pretty sure I remember this block.
No, no, I'm not taking one more step.
What's the matter with you?
Val, you're crossing onto B, okay? I'm not moving from this corner.
So freeze your
flipping butt off.
I'm going to the party.
Something terrible is gonna happen if you cross that street. I feel it in my gut.
You get a hold of yourself. Nothing terrible is gonna happen to us. We're going to a party, Zool.
Val, Val, please listen to me. We are so lost. We are so
fricked.
Just please call your mother. Come on.
Okay.
Where are you going?
I gotta find a phone, don't I?
Well, there are phones on A, you know.
They were fricked. And we don't want people to hear bad language. That's why we feel the need to do that. We're trying to protect you because this is sort of a family show. Dysfunctional family show, but a family show nonetheless. So that was Christina Ricci and Conrad. I think that could be a new Oscar category. Best bleeper. Because there's an art form to that, I think.
Do you think I'll get nominated?
I think with a little practice. Let's workshop that. That was a pretty good start. I got some texts here from Papa Rico. Don Henley in an Eagle reunion tour would be a great Super Bowl halftime show. And Bruce Springsteen. Bruce Springsteen's Super Bowl halftime show, I think, is considered one of the best ever. Probably maybe top five. My personal favorite is U2 after 9/11. That just, to me, was an incredible show. Prince is, I would say Prince probably is considered maybe the best ever. If I had to, you know, be unbiased here, and I love Prince was amazing. But anyway.
So did you see that Super Bowl was broadcast on Nickelodeon yesterday?
No, I saw that it was. Yeah. I didn't watch it on Nickelodeon because I'm an adult. So.
For the halftime show on Nickelodeon, they did the Super Bowl halftime show from, I don't even know, 2000 SpongeBob episode.
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah.
They did it last night, and it was really cool. I just tuned into a little bit of it, but
I absolutely love SpongeBob.
Yeah, it was pretty funny, I'm not gonna lie.
That's fantastic. So we got a text here from friend of the show, Mark Borchardt, too. Milwaukee filmmaker and author and screenwriter, Mark Borchardt. Pete, I have to watch a film, but I'll catch up with this episode most likely tomorrow. Have a great show. Thank you, Mark. Mark is, he's a little camera shy these days. He's got an open invitation to always come on the show, but that's not his thing right now, and that's totally cool. He has been such an advocate for Nightlight, sharing us on his Twitter and Facebook, and I've gotten to know Mark over the years. He was in a film I did years ago. And that's kind of how we met, and we've remained friends ever since, and I have nothing but respect. His knowledge of movies is incredible, and if you want a good Twitter follower, Twix follower, whatever Twitter is called now, follow Mark Borchardt. He leaves very inspiring words, and just a good dude. Thank you, Mark. All right, so I think we gotta break down and then put to bed the Super Bowl. We'll do that a little bit with Mino when he's here, but... our question tonight is, who would you like to see at the Super Bowl halftime show next year? Steve, or Papa Rico, says Don Henley in an Eagles reunion. That would be pretty cool. I could get into that. And I wouldn't mind seeing Bruce Springsteen again either. That would be great. So think about that. Let us know what you think. Who would you want to play next year's Super Bowl halftime show? You can weigh in on what you felt about yesterday's halftime show and the game, too. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. So great to have you with me on this Monday night. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. I wonder what I would find if I met you. Let my eyes caress you until I meet the thought of Mrs. Princess, who often wonder what makes her work. I guess I'll leave that question to the experts, assuming that there are some out there who are probably alone, solitaire. I can remember when I caught up with a past.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us and click on the Careers tab.
The Todd Alba Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matt Nair on air.
At first I was afraid, I was petrified, kept thinking I could never live without you by my side. But then I spent so many nights thinking how you did me wrong, and I grew strong, and I learned how to get along, and so you're back, from outer space.
Welcome back to Nightlight.
I just walked in to find you here with
that is the voice of... Whose voice is that, Conrad? Gloria Gaynor?
Yes.
And I Will Survive. That's a movie that comes out this week. It's a biopic. And even though I spaced out on her name, this is one of those songs that comes on and you can't not tap your foot or feel empowered.
Yeah, I'm tapping my foot right now.
Yeah. I like turn into a middle-aged black woman when I hear this song. And I feel like I don't care who's done me wrong in my life. I'm going to be just fine. I turn into Florida Evans. From Good Times. Great song. And who knows? Like, I remember hearing that song when it first came out as a kid. You never know what is going to become an iconic song until years pass. Just like we won't know what's up with yesterday's Super Bowl halftime show. Like, until that, people have had a chance to kind of digest that and put it in the... Might not be the top 10, but it was a good show. But that's Gloria Gaynor. And the film is called, I think it's called I Will Survive. Yeah, Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Only 6 reviews, but just that you have that song, you have access to that song in the film. It's going to be a good watch, I think, unless it's about like Danny DeVito, who I like, but that wouldn't make sense. I crunched the numbers here. Our question of the night, by the way, I digress. Who do you want to play next year's Super Bowl halftime show? It can be anyone you want. We had Ask Your Mother in here last week, performing live in the studio. I would say put Ask Your Mother on at the Super Bowl halftime show. They're going to do a great show.
Oh, yeah. They would do great.
Have them and 7,000 Apart, two bands that have been in here.
Definitely.
And then have Tim Kavanaugh,
yes,
like you mentioned earlier, headline. I think that would be fantastic. That's our question tonight, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Who do you want to see to play? Who do you want to see play the Super Bowl halftime show next year? And we have a couple. I haven't been checking. Here I am spouting about our question of the night, not even checking the text. Kurt from Appleton from the 920 says, love the new hours. Hey, me too, Kurt. I'm curious as to why, Kurt. Do you go to bed early? Is that why you like the new hours? Are you just fresher? You can listen fresher? I don't know. But thank you, Kurt. Also from the 920, this is Jim from Appleton. How about the obvious? Taylor Swift. I wonder how many heads would explode. Ha, ha, ha. That is true. And you know what? If Taylor Swift played the Super Bowl, I would become more familiar with her music because I have to say I'm kind of a fan of hers. I don't think I could. Oh, Shake It Off. I know that's a big Taylor Swift song. But other than that, I really don't know her music. But she would probably crush it. And we did talk about this. She's never played the Super Bowl, the halftime show.
Well, I feel like it's going to be her next year now.
It's going to happen, right?
It has to.
We'll put her on after 7,000 Apart, after Ask Your Mother, because they don't want to follow Taylor Swift. But they could share the stage with her, certainly. I think that would be cool. So we did crunch the numbers. John Minow coming up in a couple minutes. He's going to be in studio. He fought the traffic. And he's going to be joining me here very soon. So I did get, Kurt says, I get up early for work. That was his response. That makes sense, Kurt. Well, thanks. Great to have you with us, Kurt. Thanks for listening. And if they keep moving us up, we'll follow Minow and the mayor in the morning. But I think we're good here, right, from 7 to 9 with the new hours. So I did some number crunching. Conrad, have you left yet?
No, I'm still here.
You still with me? Okay. It's just a matter of time, but thanks for sticking it out tonight with the new
No problem.
So here's what we're looking at. 8,000 calories in one game. You know how much food that is? Here's what I threw together some numbers. I made a little pie graph. Six cans of soda is 900 calories. One bag of chips, an entire bag, 1,200 calories. 10 beers. I'm being generous here. 1,500 calories. Two Big Macs, 1,100 calories. Five cupcakes is 800. Hostess cupcakes is 800 calories. Two entire cans of whipped cream, 1,200 calories. That brings you to 6,700 calories. Still well short of the 8,100 most Americans supposedly eat during the Super Bowl. So I threw in a Pepperidge Farm layer cake for good measure. That brings you to 8,100. So do you think you could eat this? Six cans of soda, one bag of chips, whole bag of chips, 10 beers, two Big Macs, five cupcakes, two cans of whipped cream, and one Pepperidge Farm layer cake. Is anyone else getting hungry just thinking about this?
I don't think I'm getting hungry for 8,000 calories.
Well, if you're still hungry, you can order a Domino's pizza, which has 2,600 calories. There we go. Also, 11 orders of Nachos Bel Grande will get you to 8,100 calories. Whoa. After a few beers, I could probably polish off about five or six of those. I'd regret it for a week, but that's something. I don't know. So, okay. So we had, you know what we had? We had that other clip too. Let's play that before we go to break. We had this last week. And it was Joe Pesci, and it's just a funny clip. I love this clip of him. It's not like his greatest acting work. Do you have that clip handy, Conrad?
Yeah, I do.
Let's play that. This is from Lethal Weapon 2. Again, not a cinematic masterpiece, but a really funny performance by Joe Pesci. Go ahead.
Okay, I get it. Bad cop, good cop.
Shut up.
Okay. Bad cop. I got it. I know all those routines.
Leo Getz?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, that's me, Leo Getz. Whatever you need. Leo Getz. You get it? I use that all the time to break the ice when I meet people. You know, it's good.
I'm Sergeant Murtaugh. This is Sergeant Riggs.
How do you do? Nice to meet you. Okay, so what do I call you guys?
Sergeant Murtaugh, Sergeant Riggs.
We're going to be your shadow for a few days, Leo.
Okay, that's all right with me. Hey, an old-fashioned wheel gun. Ow! Okay. I just didn't see one in a long time. I didn't think anybody used those things anymore. Boy, I'll bet you the kids got an automatic. How about it? You got an automatic? Yep, a Beretta. There it is.
Don't touch.
Hey.
Sure you guys
around.
Are cops or what? You gotta watch how you treat me, and I'm a witness for the state. Star witness. State in New York.
We're gonna take that room over there.
Actually, I already have my stuff in this room. I mean, you know, when I, Okay, it's yours, okay? My stuff's gone. I'll move it in the small room, okay? I mean, I'm the smallest guy here. I'll take the small room. Okay, come on. Hey, loosen up a little bit, you guys. Come on, we're going to be together a long time. I'll get it.
That's Joe Pesci, Danny Glover, and Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon 2. Just a funny, Joe Pesci's so talented. Like, he's a great dramatic actor, but he was really funny in Home Alone, too. And he could do comedy, great stage actor. Good stuff. Very excited. Coming up in studio, we sent him airfare. John Minor will join me in just a minute. And we will talk. I want to ask John about his take on the Super Bowl. And I have to ask John about pork rinds, too. Because that was discussed on the Minor and the Mayor show, which I never get to listen to anymore because I'm trying to sleep in. So we'll talk to John about that, too. That's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. A quick-hitting nor'easter is forecast to bring widespread snowfall and significant coastal flooding to Northeast tomorrow. Through tomorrow, Massachusetts Governor Maura Healey.
We ask that you avoid traveling tomorrow during the storm, if possible. Plan ahead. Use extreme care if you do need to go out.
President Biden, with Jordan's King Abdullah standing next to him at the White House, says a proposal calling for a six-week break in the fighting between Israel and Hamas is on the table.
Not only do we pray for peace, we're actively working for peace, security, and dignity.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spends a second day in the hospital for a bladder issue after secrecy surrounding his previous hospital stays. Austin transferred authorities to his deputy secretary yesterday. Pentagon Press Secretary Major General Pat Ryder.
All indications based on the doctor's statements is that he's going to recover well. He's in good condition, and we'll keep you updated.
CBS News Brief. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The National Weather Service confirms last week's storms in south-central Wisconsin produced two tornadoes. One was an EF1 in Greene County, and the other was an EF2 tornado that touched down near Evansville. While they brought widespread damage to the area, no one was killed and only minor injuries were reported. They were the first ever tornadoes in Wisconsin in February. Wisconsin's Republican senator in Washington says he wants Mitch McConnell out as Senate Minority Leader after Republican senators quickly killed the bipartisan border deal last week. Ron Johnson says that McConnell negotiated his fellow Republicans into a losing position. Johnson is also defending Congressman Mike Gallagher. He voted against impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Then Gallagher announced Saturday he won't seek re-election in November. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low in the mid-20s. For tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, highs mid-30s. Mostly cloudy in mid-40s Wednesday. A rain or snow shower possible in the late afternoon and evening. Then Thursday, clearing back out, cooler, high-low 30s. Current temp is 30.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, the Chippewa Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time to start thinking spring. And if you're a local agriculture producer of any size or type, you may want to check out the annual Chippewa Valley Ag Conference Thursday, February 22nd. Ag experts will lead sessions at the Conference Center in Eau Claire, sharing tips, tools, and even advice to help your upcoming production season be a success. Find more information at eventbrite.com. Search Chippewa Valley Ag Conference. Again, eventbrite.com. Search Chippewa Valley Ag Conference. If music is more your thing, you don't want to miss Pat McCurdy live at the Plus in Eau Claire. The creative and funny Milwaukee-based artist will be entertaining for two nights, February 16th and 17th. Maybe perfect for a post-Valentine's date or Galentine's too. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Tap into what Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley is talking about today. This is 93.5 The Tap. Online at thetap.fm.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Thank you, Conrad. So,
I don't think I'm on. Connor, am I on?
Is John on? John Mino is here with me.
Pete Schwabba.
A man who needs no introduction.
Did you hear how he said that? Was that Conrad that did it? Convoy? Was that a convoy? Did you do that?
I did, yeah.
Pete Schwabba. I like that.
I like when my guest and the producer are playing jokes on me.
I know, right?
John's throwing his voice.
Peach Cobbler.
Georgia Snacks,
right.
From Marinette. Pete Schwabba.
The north side of Marinette.
No, that's the tough part. No.
We got a text. Our question, who do you want to play the Super Bowl halftime show next year? Also, give us your thoughts on yesterday. You can weigh in on anything we're talking about. Paparico says, I didn't know who Usher was till yesterday.
Well, Paparico, where you been? Come on.
He was just Rico, I guess. And then the Devils.
Okay.
He's a big fan. He listens, and they gave him the Papa.
Papa, I like that.
I do. It's a very cool name.
It's very cool.
He's like a guy I wouldn't mess with.
I wish I was a Papa.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with him until I saw he doesn't even know who Usher is. No. I don't feel his name.
Yeah.
So you didn't like the halftime show?
No, I thought it was fine.
Yeah, me too. That's kind of where I'm at.
I thought it was super. I'm not a huge critic as far as like so many times after. It's like, all right, the worst halftime show. It's like, I don't know. I thought they were entertaining. They go out and they sing their songs. And I'm not enough of a movie or, a music critic to be able to rip somebody for the sake of ripping them.
And while sitting on your couch.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's where I'm kind of the same way. Like, I don't know.
I'm not like offended if it's like, oh, that was terrible. I'm offended. No, it's just they did their thing.
I know two people on Facebook that said, I wasn't offended by the show. Like, they were expecting to be. Like, those are just kind of people that want to be offended.
I know.
They're
going
to find something to be offended by.
That's exactly it.
So I'm the same way. I thought it was a good show. I don't really know Usher's music, but he's a good dancer.
Yeah.
There was a lot going on up there. It was like, and I think Matt
I feel
Miller,
like I'm a lot like Usher.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not going to take your shirt off, are you? You can. It's that kind of show.
It's a little warm in here.
It's after hours.
I like this. Look, you got a couch in here. You got these lights. You got this mood sitting. Convoy, what'd you do here in this studio?
This is Todd.
Conrad,
don't even try to take credit for this because you had nothing to do with
it. No, Todd got that couch for us. Yeah, so.
You know, Conrad wanted to put a church
and Amanda
there.
Set it up today, so.
It's very, I saw them carrying the stuff in today. They're out there. I was going to go help them, but I didn't want to. And, but they're carrying all this heavy stuff in. It's like, look at this studio.
Todd ordered the couch and Amanda brought her tools.
You're almost like
in.
Dr. Johnny Fever at night.
Whoa.
Hello, my children. Yes. Best show ever.
Oh, to have the career Dr. Johnny Fever had. So I'm with you. I thought Usher was it was a fine show. I just didn't know the music really well.
Yeah.
Like if Taylor Swift played the halftime show, I wouldn't know the music. But Prince, I knew that.
Yeah.
Springsteen,
I
get it. But, there's other generations. It just doesn't end with
when me. I was at the Super Bowl, it was the Blues Brothers in New Orleans that year.
Oh,
Dan Aykroyd and the whole thing. So that was pretty cool.
That was fun. What year was that? The 90s?
97. It would have been January of 97.
So I love when they do stuff like that.
Yeah,
they haven't
too.
Done that in a long time.
No, they haven't. I thought that was cool. And then the other one was, what's her name? Who doesn't sing anymore?
Janet Jackson.
Nope. Keep going.
Ethel Merman.
Nope.
Lucille Ball.
Oh, no, it was Ethel Merman. What's her name? Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, Fergie?
Fergie.
Oh, that was a good show.
Was
she
really
a Slash?
Show. Yeah, I was.
That was fun.
Yes. When they did Sweet Child of Mine.
Great.
That was phenomenal.
That. Yeah.
Do you know that I was next in line? I was at a press conference with her.
Oh, really?
And I was going to be the last person to ask a question. They cut it off.
Why?
Well, because they ran out of time or something. I was going to be the next person. And what I wanted to ask her was because her husband had been at Josh DeMille. Was it Josh DeMille? Her husband?
I don't know.
He's an actor. But he had been at Lambeau Field for the Packers-Vikings game. And I just want to ask, hey, how does your husband enjoy Green Bay and Lambeau Field? I thought that would have been fun.
Does anybody that comes to Lambeau Field for the first time not have a good time?
Yeah, it's impossible not to.
Honestly, it's you got the charm of Green Bay and this iconic NFL city that shouldn't even have a team really with the size. And we do, and it's like this maybe the most popular worldwide team.
Well, one of the cool things I get from people all the time, it's like I'm driving through this neighborhood and
There's Lambeau Field. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, you go to these other places alongside the highway and, you know, six lanes of traffic, yeah. And there it is off in the distance. Like, I was just going 20 miles an hour in this neighborhood, and there's Lambeau Field.
There's a giant football stadium. Yes. John Mino is my guest in studio. He is one half of the Mino and the Mayor morning show here on WGBW.
Three quarters, really.
Three. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Conrad, take a memo.
Convoy.
Don't tell Jim Schmidt John said that.
Are you here tomorrow? Convoy was doing our show this morning at 6 o'clock.
Yep.
He said he didn't go. Here's bright how dedicated early. He is. He said he didn't go to bed.
16-hour day.
He did not go to bed last
Good
night.
For you,
he did
Convoy.
Not want to miss
You know where he's from?
Yes.
Pensaki.
No. Kewaskum.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah.
I always get that wrong.
Why? Is it the Pewaski's like, wait, what is it, Kewaskum or Pewaski?
It's Kewaskum.
Which one's the suburb and which one's the...
Kewaskum's a farm town.
Okay. All right.
Did you grow up on a farm?
I did not.
Oh.
Well, actually, until I was five, I did, but that was in Ashford, which not a lot of people, because it's unincorporated, but
Ashford,
it's by Lemira.
Wisconsin?
It's by Lemira.
I don't know where Lemira is.
Oh, okay. Well,
if John Mino doesn't know where a town in Wisconsin is.
I grew up in a bunch of small towns, and then finally made my way to the big city.
I always wanted to be a farmer.
Did you really?
Yeah.
On purpose?
I just didn't want to get up early, though.
Oh, yeah.
Did I have to get up early? I mean, I get up early for
if
this.
You own the farm, you could probably do whatever.
Whatever
you want.
Time you want.
I'll get
cows,
to these cows when they're when I'm good
you,
and ready.
I'll milk you when I'm good and ready. Absolutely. Yeah.
So Conrad just moved to Green Bay.
Yes, he did.
He is now a resident. And how is the assimilation going, Conrad? Have you met friends?
Yeah. Luckily, I have a friend who lives up here that I grew up with. But so far, it's been great. I really enjoy the city.
Beers are expensive.
Actually, I lived in Milwaukee, so
okay.
Milwaukee's prices are up there.
We were just who's I talking to the other day about, you know, Frank. I had Frank Hermes here from
Frank. Love Frank.
And he's talking about when he ran Purcell's, it was $1.50 for a beer. Now it was like $8, $8.50, $9 for a beer. It's incredible.
Do you know Frank and his brother owned a comedy club right down the street here in the mid-90s?
I did not know that.
He worked there. That's where I first met Frank. And he was not Frank yet. He was Frank Comedy Club owner. Now he's like this
big,
regional
giant,
icon.
Mega,
it's incredible.
Know. Yeah.
He's done well for himself.
Done well.
You guys are both Green Bay legends.
He always wants me to come and sing on his show.
Do you sing?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. No. He's told me I'd never... He said,
I mean, I sing. I'm
he
not
told,
good at it.
Jim says I'm the. Jim says I'm tone deaf. I don't believe that.
Well, when did Jim? Because
I hear myself. I sound good.
Yeah. Well, we all sound good.
Have you heard me sing?
I have not.
Okay.
You care to share something?
Convoy, you hear me sing?
I have not.
Okay.
Do you want us to put a song on and you can sing along? Or do you just
want
to do something a cappella?
I don't want to ruin it for you.
So, John, so what did you think of the game yesterday?
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I was pulling for San Francisco, to be honest with you. I like them for whatever reason. I like their quarterback. Tired of Mahomes. Tired of that whole thing, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I was pulling for Kansas City, I'm pulling for San Francisco, but Kansas City played like Kansas City. If they get the ball last, Mahomes will score.
It's just
is the way it is.
Now, here's what I say. I guarantee you, on that last drive,
Andy
Reid took the play sheet away from Matt Nagy.
Yeah.
And called the plays.
Yeah, I think so too. And it just, you just knew it. When they got the field goal, it's like, okay.
Yep.
But you just, not the slightest bit of doubt that Mahomes would lead him down for a touchdown.
And they're like that team now where they've won championships. Everyone, even the role players on the team, know what it takes to win.
Absolutely.
And they get the stuff done. And here's another thing.
It was the exact same feeling that I had in a reversal with San Francisco against the Packers when they got the ball late in that game. It's
right.
Like, we're not going to stop them. We're not going to stop them. And I had that exact same
feeling
yesterday. Yeah. They're not going to stop them.
There's something inside me, though, that when I see greatness like Patrick Mahomes, a small shred of me wants to see that happen again, even though I was rooting for San Francisco.
Right.
It's like when Mike Tyson hadn't lost.
Yeah.
I had like nine friends. I lived in this high rise. I had like nine friends over. We took we made a pool. Every 30 seconds, the name changed because Tyson was going to knock him out
knock
so fast.
Out. First round.
Buster Douglas.
Round.
That turned out to be the greatest fight I've ever seen.
Ever.
But still, John, there was something about seeing a champion fall
where
you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Same thing with the Chiefs,
agree.
Kind of, you know?
I agree. You have to respect it. You have to. It is such a hard profession. It is so hard to be so good. It's hard to be average. And for them to be where they at, you have to absolutely respect that. And I still say, and I've had this discussion with 50 guys in bars,
if the Packers had hired Andy Reid instead of Ray Rhodes,
oh man,
with Brett Favre in his prime,
was that a thing? Yeah, that was. Happened?
Yeah,
think about Andy Reid. They said this yesterday. It's probably one of the few things Tony Romo got right. But Andy Reid has been in six straight AFC Championship games and five straight before that with Philly. Like, even if you never win a Super Bowl, that's incredible. What I
mean. You have to respect excellence because everybody else is so talented. They're all so smart. They all have all the money. They have whatever. And somehow he separates himself.
Yeah.
You got to respect the heck out of that.
And he didn't haul off and punch Travis Kelce.
I would have.
Oh, my gosh.
I would have laid him out.
Is that normal for him?
No. I don't know. I would have. I thought that was disgusting.
It was like Conrad and I were talking about it. Like, he's mad that he wasn't in on the previous play where someone else fumbled.
Conrad did that to me the other day, and I laid him out. He fumbled? No, Conrad, he came up and knocked me over like that.
And did you slap him?
Todd did. Todd did. And Jim.
And Conrad probably took it like a man.
I did.
Jim was pummeling him.
He was pummeling him the way only an ex-mayor can.
And an ex-101-pound wrestler. Jim? Rivers. Yeah.
Oh, is that right?
Until he got kicked off the team for smoking.
What? They kicked him off the team for smoking? Yeah. Was it during a match or something?
I don't know. He got kicked off the team for smoking. His wrestling team.
Kids are going to smoke.
But he did, and that's,
Ask so you think Jim still got the moves?
Oh, he's feisty.
Really?
Oh, Jim is feisty. He's like a little rat.
You think you could take him?
He would be like a rat jumping on your neck, just gnawing at you.
He's such a nice guy. I cannot see that.
Don't tick him off.
I won't now.
I'm serious. No.
Tick either. You guys both kind of scare me in your own way.
I'm nice.
I'm with you, though. I thought it was a good, I thought it was a great game. And the second half was phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
Maybe the best ever.
What more could you ask for? That's great entertainment. I mean, whoever wins, whoever loses, this is great entertainment. What a phenomenal way to end the season.
Okay, so I know what a diehard Packer fan you are. What will it take for your beloved Packers to be in that game next year?
Defense.
How you draft it?
Defense. Hopefully this new coordinator will help. But, man, like I said, they couldn't stop anybody. You know, and they got these young receivers. It was just phenomenal. I can't believe how they grew, you know, into what they became by the end of the year. A bunch of no-names. I didn't know any of these guys. And if Aaron Jones comes back healthy and Christian Watson, for whatever reason, solves his hamstring problem and those sorts of things, and they got these great young tight ends.
Yeah.
I mean, offensively, I love this, but for the love of Lord, stop somebody on defense.
What position are you drafting on defense?
Oh, defensive back again. I mean, you hate to say it. I mean, they got Jaire Alexander is one of the most highest paid players in the National Football League, and he's like average. You know, they just, they got to get better on defense. They got to be able to stop teams.
Maybe a pass
plain
rusher.
And simple. Yeah.
All right. So what I want to talk to you about, John, what snacks did you have yesterday?
What?
Snacks.
During the game?
Yeah.
You know, this was funny.
Okay.
I stopped in your home, well, kind of your hometown.
Oh, Menominee, yeah. You said that. Yeah.
And we stopped at that restaurant that's right in the lake there.
Yes.
And I had a farmer's omelet, and that thing was so big it was mind-boggling.
That's why you wanted to own a farm.
It had to be like seven eggs in this thing.
Whoa.
And it's like, I got to, for the game, it's like, I'm not hungry. I ate a bag of chips.
Wow.
I had a bag of chips and a couple of beverages.
So you drove to the UP for the game?
No, we went up to Island Resort Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just to do some gambling. Yeah.
What'd you do? What do you play?
I'm just a slots guy. I don't know how to do anything else. Yeah, I feel like stupid. But you could have bet on anything. There had to be like 30 different kinds of bets you could make on the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like the length of time over under for the national anthem. Who's going to fumble first? Who's going to throw the first interception? There had to be, I was looking at that board. I want to say there are 30 different things you could bet on.
How the heck do you keep track of
that? I know. That's what I mean.
I have people calling me, hey, I won that. I'm like, oh, yeah. Was that one of my bets? Okay.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
I saw a bet yesterday that said, will Usher show his nipple?
No kidding. I mean, seriously,
they got
crazy.
It.
I wish I'd known this, but glam bands, they're this coming weekend.
Oh, really?
That would have been so much
that's
fun.
Fun.
Yeah.
Usher actually showed both nipples. I would have doubled down on that. You make it happen on the table, Conrad. That's how you make the money. All right. John Mino is here helping me close out the show. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. More Super Bowl talk. How do you get to 8,000 calories? That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Hey, let's do it.
93.5 The Tap, the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates radio show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are efforts to be influencers, I suppose. Yeah. I mean,
we can possibly be influencers?
Well, maybe. I don't know.
Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Welcome back to Nightlight. John Mino sitting in here with me.
I decked out all the green and gold regalia. I didn't really just realize until I saw myself on the little St. Norbert, little Packer thing working, little green and gold working there, brother. The
same colors. What's that all about?
I don't know.
Who stole from who?
I just grabbed.
You're color coordinated.
I'm two stories above you right here, and I just grabbed and came down, my brother.
I know.
I enjoy your show, though, Pete, and I get a lot of great comments from people that they really enjoy it. You do a nice job here. It's a fun show to listen to.
Back at you, and you guys have so much fun in the morning, and you're so great about having me on when we launched. So I feel like the love right back at you, buddy. Let's talk food.
Okay. 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 So
8,000 calories, John. Okay. The average Super Bowl viewer throughout the course of the game. Average eats 8,000 calories. That means there's some nut somewhere eating 100,000 calories.
I'm going to tell you what's the most discouraging aspect of that.
Please.
So for Christmas, I got this wonderful thing. I got a pedometer.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
And it meant, because I walk around here, walk the blocks and everything. Okay. And it registers your steps. It registers your calories. It registers the time and registers something else. Okay, but all I'm saying is, if I walk, because I do two laps right around here, okay? The block down to Broadway, back, whatever, if you know downtown Green Bay. Two laps, okay?
Okay.
Takes 47 minutes.
A couple miles, maybe? Two and a half miles? Okay.
Pretty close to 2 miles. All right. How many calories
would you burn? All right, I should know this. 600.
150.
Come on.
That is so discouraging. Yeah. 150. I'll show you the next time.
47 minutes. Yes. So you'd have to walk 7,000 laps.
So when you said that about 8,000 calories, it's like, oh, my Lord.
But look at this is what you'd have to eat. Okay.
I know.
Six cans of soda, one bag of chips, 10 beers, two Big Macs, five Hostess cupcakes, two cans of whipped cream, and a Pepperidge Farm layer cake. That's 8,000 calories.
I agree.
It's Beats. It's thebeat.com.
I don't know about that.
BEET.com.
That'd be like 20,000 calories.
Don't you think you'd die?
I mean, if you got, how many beers did you say?
I'm putting 10 in here.
Okay, the regular beers, 150 calories.
150 calories.
Okay, there's 1,500 calories right there.
Right. But that's, you think people drink 10? I'm sure some people drink 10 beers.
I wouldn't drink 10 beers, would you?
No, I wouldn't. But they said in the study that the average person has four beers and four cans of
soda. But what I'm saying is that's what's so discouraging with my, as much as I love my little pedometer, it's like, 47 minutes.
What's the point?
I mean, that's a beer. It's literally one beer. You want 47 minutes to burn off a beer.
And how, there's probably a point in your life too, John, where you were like, you're young.
Yeah.
And you know, when we were younger and in shape, we go, someone would say, oh, take a walk. And you're like, it's not exercise.
No, exactly.
You got to climb up a mountain or lift weights. Now it's
no pain, no gain.
Yeah.
I know.
And I struggle. I go, I should probably get out and walk.
I know. But I think that's the problem. It's like, you know, you think, well, I'm going to eat this big meal. I'm going to have this cheeseburger and fries and whatever, and I'm going to walk it off in 45 minutes.
I'm going to take a seven-hour walk and walk off four of the French fries.
Exactly. That's the part that's discouraging in the world.
I agree. You said today on the Mino and the Mayor show, according to the K-Man there, who produced it, If you eat pork rinds all day, you lose weight.
Yes.
Tell us why.
There are no carbs in pork rinds.
I've been a big advocate of the Atkins diet, the keto diet.
Yeah, same.
For years. Okay.
Yep.
And so I can tell you how many carbs almost anything has. Pork rinds, for some reason, has no carbs.
They're kind of greasy, though. They have a weird...
They do.
Yeah.
Not disputing that, but they have, like, no carbs. So when I go on my pork rind diet, I'm going to lose so much weight, it's mind-boggling, Pete.
Yeah.
You're not going to recognize me.
When is it starting?
Soon.
Okay. Very soon. I know what to get you for your birthday.
Not tomorrow, because tomorrow's Fat Tuesday. I'm getting gumbo.
Is tomorrow Fat Tuesday already?
Yeah.
Are you Catholic?
Yeah.
You going to get ashes?
I don't get the ashes, but no. I do follow the credo and the religious thing of eating as much as you can on Tuesday.
You're nothing if not selective.
Exactly.
In your worship.
Altar Boy Hall of Fame, baby.
I want to ask you about this, too. Yeah. You have a challenge with the mayor, 50 miles in 2 hours, bike ride?
Yeah.
So you're doing that. When is that?
Soon.
You got a lot of stuff on your agenda.
I got a lot of stuff coming up soon. I vowed that I could drive to, or I could bike to Wausau in 2 hours. And I didn't realize Wausau is a lot. I thought Wausau was like 50 miles, but it's a lot further.
Oh, yeah.
Convoy. That's a tough one. How far is Wausau?
Let me check it out.
All right.
He's on it, man. Yeah, I don't, I find riding a bike to just be like, I'd probably rather jump off a bridge.
That's my thing this summer.
Thigh burn
that's
going.
My thing this summer. I'm going to be,
really?
But I chafe real bad in my inner thighs. Yeah.
See, it says 98 miles, ooh, but that's also going on the highway.
Ah.
We so bike
if you're biking it, it's 96 on that Mountain Bay State Trail.
You can bike as the crow flies. So
my bet was I'm going to bike halfway to Wausau.
Or you just do it 4 hours with the 100 miles.
You got to put so your legs don't chafe. You
got
to put your legs way out. Or wear some Spanx.
I got big thighs.
Yeah. Would you do the Spanx?
Yeah, I'd do that.
I would. I was gonna say if I had to do what Usher did last night and take my shirt off, I'd have a man's ear on. That's what I
haven't. I haven't gone that way ever since I got my piercings.
Oh, you got the nipples pierced?
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's about time.
Good chain going through them, the whole thing.
Welcome to the new millennium.
Exactly.
John Mino.
You didn't know about that?
Wow. Did you do it on the show?
Yeah, it was all over the internet.
You got to do it
all over. It's unbelievable.
All over. You were trending.
That my tattoo on my neck.
Did you have what did you think about Taylor and Travis? How did they handle all that?
Fine.
Yeah.
You know, you know who I don't like? I don't like Mahomes' wife. It's almost like she
a lot
tried
of people
that,
don't. What is she
then
doing?
All of a sudden she's on the sidelines. She's on the field after every game. Come on.
That's crazy.
I'm sorry. Just come on. Let the guys play. And I'm not trying to sound sexist, but it's like, don't try to
I have to Google her because I don't understand. My daughter was saying, oh, people don't like people are fine with Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
They don't like Brittany Mahomes for some reason.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, why? Nobody can give me an answer.
I'm not a big fan of hers either. I'll be honest with you.
You know what I don't like?
What?
Patrick Mahomes' voice.
Yeah.
Does he sound like a 12-year-old kid?
He sounds like Kermit the Frog.
Guy's like maybe the greatest quarterback ever. And this is when he talks, it's hilarious.
Yeah. I wish I had his arm and his money and his legs.
A lot of times when I was younger, people compared me to Michael Jordan. They said, you're like a 6 foot
white,
Michael Jordan.
Very white.
White,
extremely
yeah.
White, pale.
Without the jumping ability or shooting.
Right.
Or basketball acumen. But other than that, it's like we were like.
If you shaved your head,
crazy.
You'd be him.
Hey, John Mino.
I want to be like Mike. People used to say
it's not too late.
In Baronet, people say, I want to be like Pete.
I want to be like
Didn't
Pete.
They?
No one said that.
I think they did.
Not even my younger sibling.
No, like Schlegels.
Schlegels, that's what it was.
That's where it was.
They renamed
or the what's the little hamburger place?
Mickey Lou's.
Mickey Lou's.
Yeah, love that place.
Love it.
John, thanks so much.
I love
this
it.
A lot
anytime,
of fun.
Buddy.
Let's enjoy do this more it. Often. You're like in the building.
Whenever you want.
Just have you avoid that elevator rush down and you can.
Who put the beer in the refrigerator here, by the way?
Oh,
I've never noticed that until you came around.
I'm not
also,
a beer guy.
Those candy bars that were here for a long time disappeared when you started coming
no,
around.
No. I'm keto right now, honestly, God. We'll talk more about that.
Pork rinds.
I'm doing the
pork rinds.
John Mino, thanks so much. Matt
My pleasure.
Miller, thank you. Like, thank all the texters. Outstanding stuff. Rob Thomas is here tomorrow. It's Pete Schwalbe.
And a convoy.
Good night, Wisconsin.
If anyone knows what's on tap, it's the Chippewa Valley. We're talking about everything that's on tap in your world today. 93.5, The Tap. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different,
but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.